This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. On May 19th, 2022, a crowd assembled at the intersection of East Market Street and 3rd Street Northwest in downtown Charlottesville to watch the unveiling of a historic marker to commemorate an important moment in the desegregation of education in Virginia. In 1950, Gregory Swanson applied to attend the University of Virginia School of Law, but he was denied a space because he was black. He sued in federal court, citing 14th Amendment rights to equal protection, and a three-panel judge heard arguments on September 5th of that year. Let's begin this recording of the event with David Plunkett, the director of the Jefferson Madison Regional Library.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming this afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to the Central Library. This building, formerly a federal building and home to the courtroom where Gregory Swanson won his legal petition for entry to the University of Virginia Law School. My name is David Plunkett, and I'm the director of the Jefferson Madison Regional Library System. Gregory Swanson's case was part of the NAACP's overall strategy to legally challenge segregation in the South, a strategy that was successful. While the law school had admitted Mr. Swanson on his merit, with the support of staff, including Mortimer Kaplan, the University Board of Visitors subsequently denied his admittance based on his skin color. The case tried here overturned that ruling and helped lead to the desegregation of higher education in the South. So I'm happy to be here today, marking that legal victory with you all, and I'm especially happy to be here in this physical spot, right here on this corner. We remember that this land is Monacan land. We stand here today and remember that this corner is where some of the worst moments of this community's shared history have happened. We know that this block is where so much thought has gone into how we remember our shared past. Now, this marker will be a permanent reminder of the perseverance and the human cost required to make a better world. So, we're here to celebrate thanks to the hard work of Mr. Swanson and the NAACP legal team. This victory would still be in the shadows if not for the efforts of Evans Hopkins, the founding member and chair of the Swanson Legacy Committee. Evans worked so hard to raise awareness of his uncle's case here at the library and in this community, worked with Jim Hingeley and others to found the Swanson Legacy Committee. The Legacy Committee has carried that torch forward, honoring Mr. Swanson and reminding us all of the importance of this victory. Members of the Legacy Committee are Jim Hingeley, Evans Hopkins, Rick Turner, John Halliday, Charlene Green, Phoebe Frosch, Krista Farrell, and gone but never forgotten, the late Tamara Turner and the late Emma Edmonds. I'd also like to thank the immediate family of Gregory Swanson, his wife Betty Swanson, their daughters Camille and Karen, who have supported efforts in Charlottesville to honor their father's legacy. Thanks also to former JMRL staff members, Dr. Josh Howard and Ellie Louderman, who spearheaded the application with the state for this historical marker. Today, JMRL is honored to be part of this marker unveiling along with our community partners. I'm pleased to have Dean Risa Golubuff from the University of Virginia School of Law here to speak on behalf of the law school, which has worked to honor Gregory Swanson both at the law school and in the community. JMRL is also honored to have Dr. Rick Turner available to speak today. Dr. Turner was a founding member of the Swanson Legacy Committee and past president of the Albemarle Charlottesville NAACP. This building is co-owned by the City of Charlottesville and Albemarle County. So I'm delighted that Donna Price, the chair of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and Lloyd Snook, the mayor of the City of Charlottesville, are on hand to say a few words to mark this event. Dean Golubuff, would you care to get us started? Thank you.
Thank you. I am really honored and pleased to address you today as we unveil this important historical marker to Swanson versus UVA. The title of the marker is itself significant, referencing, as case names usually do, the two parties to the case, Gregory Swanson and the University of Virginia. The marker celebrates the courage and bravery of a young man willing to put himself on the line, to use his legal training to make not only his world, but the world a more just and equal place. He did all this for a belief, for a legal and constitutional principle, for his own growth as a lawyer and as a person, for his race, and for the nation as a whole. The marker, as you'll see once it's unveiled, also celebrates the other lawyers who made it possible for Swanson to attend UVA. Thurgood Marshall, Oliver W. Hill, and Spotswood Robinson. Civil rights giants all. Lawyers' names do not appear in case names, but they should, because they play an undeniably critical role as facilitators of legal change. And so it is gratifying, both to this educator of lawyers and this historian of civil rights, as I am, to see them recognized by this marker. The UVA part of the story, the part that comes after the verses, is more commemoration than celebration. It calls on us to reflect on the history of UVA and its role in maintaining first slavery and then Jim Crow. When Gregory Swanson applied to the law school, the law faculty did vote to admit him, but the university refused to do so, citing state laws mandating segregated education. That required Mr. Swanson to take this case to court, right here in this place, in order to vindicate his rights. And when he succeeded, he became the first Black student, not only at the University of Virginia Law School, not only at the University of Virginia writ large, but at any state in the former Confederacy. He paved the way for the Black students who followed him immediately to UVA, as well as to other Southern universities. And he paved the way for us, the University of Virginia, to become the far more diverse, equitable, and inclusive institution we are today. The UVA on the other side of Gregory Swanson's case is not at all the same institution it was before his victory. And that is all to the good. Telling this story both forces and enables us to remember those aspects of our history of exclusion and segregation that we must know in order to repudiate them. That's why the work of the Swanson Legacy Committee, the Charlottesville Admiral Bar Association, and the Jefferson Madison Regional Library is so important. And it is why, since I first met Mr. Swanson's relatives, Evans Hopkins and Diane Dillon Ridgely in 2016, we have been following in their footsteps to ensure that Gregory Swanson's story becomes as familiar on grounds at UVA as it is in Charlottesville. In 2018, we held our first commemoration of Gregory Swanson at the law school, with remarks from family members and attendance by family members. It's good to see you again. And the rector and president of the university. At that event, we unveiled a portrait of Mr. Swanson that now graces the front hall of the law school, alongside other major figures and pathbreakers of our history. We also gave the first Gregory Swanson Award for courage, perseverance, and commitment to justice. Ever since then, we retell Mr. Swanson's story at our annual Martin Luther King Jr. commemoration as we announce this award in his name. We chose our MLK Day commemoration as the appropriate forum on purpose, because Gregory Swanson belongs in the historical narrative of our law school, our university, our Charlottesville community, our Commonwealth, and our nation. And so an MLK Day commemoration is the appropriate moment to tell his story and make sure we never forget it or him. In putting himself on the line for his beliefs, Mr. Swanson exemplified the very best of the UVA lawyer then and now. He reminds us that change is possible when people identify the need for it, take responsibility for it, and feel empowered to act to make it so. Telling this story reminds us that we remake our history every day, in part through the stories we tell about ourselves and our past. And our ongoing commemorations of Gregory Swanson have spurred us to do other commemorations. We just this past weekend dedicated a portrait of Elaine Jones, the first Black woman graduate of the law school in 1970, who went on to become the first woman director of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And our librarians and our staff and our scholars are doing a lot of other historical work to make sure that we understand and see a full picture of our history. Change is never complete. It is an ongoing process that we continue to pursue. And we get to shape who we are as an institution and who we want to be in the future. And we have chosen, and we choose every day, to be the institution that Gregory Swanson saw in us and helped bring us closer to becoming. We choose every day to be the worthy inheritor of Gregory Swanson's legacy. Thank you.
Now we have Dr. Rick Turner. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I think most of us realize that every generation is sent into the world to deal with the challenges of our times. In 1950, Gregory Swanson was sent to UVA Law School to challenge integration. It was a major challenge. That is why we are honoring him this afternoon. Because of the hostility, he didn't last long, but he shaped a gallant effort along with the NAACP and black students who followed him. They challenged the foundation, black students, of UVA as an institution founded to perpetuate racial and class inequality, transforming it into one that is more diverse and speaks to the evolving need of its constituents. I thank Gregory Swanson, his family, the NAACP, and the students that followed his courageous effort. In a book that I am writing, Why They Came and Stayed, I write that Gregory Swanson, the NAACP, and the black students who followed him gave enough to battle the hatred and nasty form of segregation. It is worth remembering that the influx of black students at UVA years ago was not a benevolent gesture on the part of the UVA administrators and state officials, but rather the presence of Gregory Swanson paved the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Turner. Chair Price.
On behalf and as the chair of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, I am absolutely honored to participate in today's unveiling of the historic marker commemorating Swanson versus the University of Virginia. As a lawyer and as an advocate for social justice, equality under the law, and respecting the dignity and worth of every individual, I keenly appreciate how a lawyer would be interested and well-positioned to use the law to redress injustice. As an elected official, I applaud our community under the leadership of the Jefferson Madison Regional Library and those others who have been named here today to name the role of institutions who instituted, created, and fought to maintain injustice based upon false narratives of racial difference. I applaud your actions to commemorate and memorialize and tell the hard realities of history so that we can learn from them. Mr. Swanson knew, and we know, that he had every right to enroll at the University of Virginia Law School. And he and others like him deserve to be accepted based on accomplished educational achievements and demonstrated commitment to leadership, integrity, and community service. This marker will add to the physical memorials erected over the past several years to share a more inclusive history and lift up the voices of those in our community who have too often not been reflected in what has been our dominant public memory. I invite everyone here to visit the lynching marker for John Henry James in front of the historic Albemarle County Courthouse. The recently dedicated historic marker at Jackson Burley Middle School and the marker at the old Albemarle Training Center on Hydraulic Road. Albemarle County has another marker due to be installed at Riverview Farm at the Ivy Creek Natural Area, which is currently in production, and all are part of Albemarle County's Community Remembrance Project as we strive to make a more perfect union by hearing the voices who had wrongly been silenced and see their accomplishments visually embraced by our more just community. I'm going to digress for just a moment. In light of recent and repeated acts of violence against our black community, I wear black today in honor of those innocent victims who just last week were massacred. Let me also add, outside of this historic occasion, that white supremacy and violence against others particularly those of the Black American community, must not be permitted to continue, and justice must be served on those who engage in hate, violence, destruction, and death in pursuit of their evil. Black lives matter. Say it again with me. Black lives matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Price. And finally, Mayor Snook, if you care to say a few words, when you're done, I'll have the speakers come up and help unveil the marker.
My role here is small today, and my words will be brief. There have been many sad moments of racism and discrimination in Charlottesville. It's important that we remember them. It is also important that we remember the steps back, the small but important victories on the path to justice. We are delighted that this memorial, this marker today, provides one such remembrance of the path back from severe injustice that we were experiencing all those years ago, which we are still fighting against today. And I am just delighted that we will have this very visible memory of the progress that we've made. Again, not complete, but it's progress, and it's an important step to remember. Thank you all for coming, and let's unveil a marker.